Thank you. Thank you for saving me in that duel. And seeing her surprise, he continues, I know that my transformation must surprise you. Now come with me, for I should like to show you other wonderful surprises. And he takes Clara by the hand, and once more her surroundings change. The prince leads Clara from the familiar room. Into a moonlit forest. She looks around in wonder. Snow is gently falling among the evergreen trees. There ahead, in white, are two figures. The prince tells Clara, may I introduce you to my friends, the Snow King and the Snow Queen. Then the snowflakes become dancers, all in white. More and more snowflake dancers appear to circle their king and queen and Clara and her prince. Sings on the rising wind that carries the snowflakes. The flurry of snowflakes becomes a dense snowfall around Clara and her prince. snow dance ends, Clara and her prince walk onward. Soon they reach a tall gate. Why, it's made all of candies. Sure enough, chocolates, peppermint candy canes, lollipops, gumdrops, marshmallows, and more make up the gates, reminding Clara of the party earlier in the evening. This is the land of the sweets, the prince explains. Everyone has been waiting for you to arrive. It is the land of the sweets. The prince leads Clara through the gate and up to the most graceful, most beautiful figure Clara has ever seen. The prince says, "Allow me to introduce to you the ruler of this sweet land. This is the Sugar Plum Fairy." Trumpets announce their arrival in the land with a grand fanfare. And when the prince tells the Sugar Plum Fairy of the night's events, the fairy says, "We must have a celebration of your triumph. Come, sit upon my throne. We shall offer a marvelous entertainment in your honor, featuring dancers from different lands." Clara and her prince step forward and are seated. There's a rush of movement, and a troop of Spanish dancers hurries in. The women are in chocolate-colored ruffled skirts, accompanied by tall, handsome male dancers. "These chocolates and this sweet cocoa are our gift to you," they say. Then they break into a rhythmic Spanish dance, the women waving their bright fans and clicking loud castanets in their hands, while the men stomp their heels upon the floor. Clara keeps exclaiming, "Just look!" And the prince and the Sugar Plum Fairy take delight in Clara's enjoyment. sooner are the Spanish dancers done than they move off and into the open space before the throne moves a mysterious Arabian woman, draped in veils and wearing tinkling bells on her ankles and gold jewelry on her arms and a golden headband. She serves Clara and the prince aromatic Arabian coffee, and then spins off into a graceful dance, her bells tinkling and her colorful veils floating around her. Next, to the song of a flute and the plucking of violin strings, a trio of Chinese dancers enters, wearing pointy, wide-brimmed hats. "We bring you Chinese tea, sweetened with honey," they tell the prince and Clara. And having presented their gift, the dancers break into a merry, hopping sort of dance that makes Clara laugh. As suddenly as they came, the Chinese dancers dance off. They are followed by a troop of leaping Russian dancers. They're all in striped red and white costumes to match the candy canes they present to Clara and the prince. "Now," they shout, and they begin a lightning-fast acrobatic dance, arms and legs flying and kicking out as if they had springs in their legs. ¶¶ says Clara. The next dancers are quite a contrast. These dancers accompany their gentle dance by blowing into pipes made out of reeds, the long, hollow plants that grow at the edge of lakes and streams. They're called shepherd's pipes, and Clara and the prince catch their breath and sit back to watch and to listen to the reed flutes. The prince points. Look! Moving forward to join the pipers comes a group of shepherdesses dressed in ruffled petticoats and dresses with bright hair bows like little Bo Peep in the famous rhyme. We bring you sweet, almond-flavored marzipan candies. Marzipan's an extra special treat, and Clara nibbles on one piece after another. This is delicious. Mother Ginger. She is the strangest looking person Clara has ever seen. A sort of cross between Mother Goose and a giant puppet. Mother Ginger moves forward in astonishingly wide skirts. How can she move in those? A moment later, Mother Ginger lifts the hem of her skirt off the floor and out scurry the tiny Polichinelles, little baby clowns. They run around in what seems confusion at first, but then hurry over to Clara and her prince, saying simply, "Bonbons! Bonbons!" Handing over the candies, the Polichinelles turn and fall into a surprisingly organized formation as Mother Ginger directs them in a dance. Polichinelles scamper about once more like baby ducklings as old Mother Ginger fusses over them. At last she calls, "Come, come," and gathers the little darlings back under her broad skirt. She calls, "Goodbye, my dears, goodbye," and waddles off. Are still chuckling when they hear the opening notes of a grand, graceful waltz. Dancers dressed like flowers in every color of the rainbow sweep forward, filling the stage like a huge, dancing bouquet. Swirling among them is a solo dancer dressed like a sparkling dewdrop. so the waltz begins. Clara smiles. I never thought I would ever see a waltz of the flowers. And her prince is happy to see her so delighted. The sounds of the waltz are irresistible, and Clara and her prince are swaying in time, seated on the throne of the Sugar Plum Fairy. And wait until you see what's next, he tells her. And she answers with a glorious smile. Now it is the turn of the most elegant dancer of all. The Sugar Plum Fairy. Accompanying her is her gallant male partner, the Cavalier. They nod to Clara and the Prince. And begin a pas de deux, a dance for two, for a female and a male dancer. Cavalier spins the Sugar Plum Fairy, who twirls round and round in a continuous series of what are known as pirouettes, dancing on her tiptoes and seeming almost to float on air. Exclaims Clara, for suddenly the fairy is floating on air. Over and over, her dashing cavalier lifts her high over his head in a series of great arcing lifts. Finally, the sugar plum fairy and her cavalier dance from sight. But an instant later, the Sugar Plum Fairy returns to dance en pointe again. That is, on point or on tiptoe. Smoothly she flows through her solo dance. The Sugar Plum Fairy and her cavalier return for a final section of their dance together. Faster and faster, the cavalier turns the beautiful fairy. Higher and higher, the cavalier lifts the Sugar Plum Fairy into the air. Sugar Plum Fairy calls back all of the marvelous dancers for one last waltz. Clara tells the prince, "It's all like a beautiful dream." "Yes, but one that need never end if you can keep your sense of wonder." Now the first rays of morning sun touched Clara's face, and she found herself back in her home, clutching her Nutcracker doll. Was it a dream? Either way, I shall keep a sense of wonder. And she welcomed the morning with the Nutcracker.
I can create.
I can play.
I can listen.
I can imagine.
iCan is a place for kids like you and me.